Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved ones. I am Kira.
And I am Sri Ramka, and we are delighted to be with you.
Hey, welcome to the Voice of Passionate Action. And speaking of the Voice of Passionate Action, today we are diving into communication. You know, blessing, curse, or what? And what about true communication and divine communication, especially in the age of fake news and misinformation? What is at the source of this, and how does it overlay to what's happening on our planet right now? And you know, Sri, before we go any further, we want to just welcome and wish all of you what we call Happy Resurrection Day. This is always a very special moment every April when the energy of resurrection comes forward in all aspects of our lives, irrespective of what your dogmatic or religious traditions may be. There is a power, a presence, an energy on the planet right now, and this year, it's kind of like a double whammy because we have this resurrection in the middle of this retrograde reset. So it's like this beautiful opportunity, this moment to fly, to flourish, to reclaim.
And in that moment, there is an uptick in energy. There is a resurgence, a renewal, a rebirthing. And regardless of anything, may you kind of hitch your wagon onto the growing tide that is upon us. Because truly, what is emerging? It's not just new life. It's new consciousness.
In every single way. Huh?
And consciousness is always renewed, expanded, and purified as we connect up beyond this little cocoon that we call our Earth.
Ooh, that we love so much. And hey, guys, speaking about loving so much, we love you and we love connecting with you. Now, right before we went on the air, our producer told us the lines were near full, might already be full. I don't know. But hey, if it's your day to speak on air, you will get through. So give us a buzz, 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Remember, you can listen to the show while you're on hold. And of course, if you call and get a busy signal, it does mean all of our lines are already full. But as soon as we hang up, that's your chance to dial in and get through. Because each one of you is such a beautiful blessing. And in this day of resurrection, in this day of the reset, in this day of the remembrance, it is time, angels, it is time to remember yourself in the divine blessing that you truly are. You know, right now, Sri and I think would be remiss if we didn't chat just a moment about what's going on the planet. Because we're getting flooded with emails, and so many beautiful beings are concerned, downright scared. Some people are freaking out, some are not. The reality is that this, more than ever, is a moment to stay focused on the truth of your divine nature, to let go of the illusion trying to pull you back, and to absolutely free fall with trust into the reunion of who you are, so that together we can all move forward.
There is an opportunity in every moment, and now more than many other times, the opportunity is really compelling. And what I mean by that is the opportunity to awaken. So often it requires contrast. It requires things going on in our world or stirrings in our heart in order to propel us out of the habit of being pain-based and believing in the limitations of the density consciousness.
Oh, absolutely.
And so here we are at this day that we're calling the day of resurrection, to renew the truth of your deeper presence, to renew the truth of your divinity, to help carry you through the illusion that is seeking to Velcro to your consciousness.
In every way. And you know, it's also about balance. You've got to love that this year, this day came in the middle of the month, right? So look at the balance. We're into this retrograde now. Remember, we hit that pre-retrograde energy March 25th. It went into its fullness April 9th. So we're into it. It's happening. And it's time to really flourish through it. And this is why today we're talking about true communication, because when we send out clear signals, when our communication is clear, there is a clarity and abundant, incredible manifested abundance that richly dives into our life. And there are so many ways that we can ignite our infinite expression, because remember that as the infinite expression of the divine, there is knowledge, there is wisdom, there is love, there is clarity, there is divine recognition. And as we connect those dots, and as we pay attention to the energy that is on the planet right now, what you can harness is incredible clarity through this process. So this is just a big show. We have so much to share, including information from our beloved Archangel Zadkiel directly about this. I mean, just huge, Sri.
Absolutely. And we're at such a time of deception on the planet. We're in that era that we refer to as the Kali Yuga, where it becomes very difficult to discern the difference between truth and falsehood.
Now, I got to jump in, because in the third dimension, it definitely does. Yep. However, this is the blessing of staying in the fifth dimension energy, because in the fifth dimension energy, you can so clearly see, you really can discern the truth from the falsehood.
And that's really one of the essential messages of today's show, is that people that are grounded in third dimensional reality, people who are contributing to society from that space and from that level, become part and parcel of the confusion, and they become confused and disconnected. You know, communication is more than just words. And one of the things that Zadkiel had said that I enjoy, he said, if you dive into your mystical nature and go beyond communicating merely as you speak, I speak, you speak, I speak, which is the primary form of density communication, often that kind of speaking has nothing to do with communication.
Now, really take that in, my loves, because look at what's happening on the planet right now. We have world leaders just throwing out egocentric dialogue, and it's like one ego butt up another ego, and it's like, you know, I'm bigger than you, or I've got more than you. And this is all feeling very frightening in the world of density, because it is not true communication. What it is essentially the use of the verbal way of speaking that in many respects has nothing to do with communicating. And I know that might sound kind of cryptic, and that's why you want to hang out for the whole show and really dive into this, because when you unlock, when you ignite your absolute truth of communication, the manifest power of divine abundant flow that comes through you, the clarity, the connecting of the dots is so stunning that honestly, you naturally release the fear, because you get how beautifully potent this form of communication is.
You know, there's been, I spent a lot of time many years ago learning how to communicate, becoming more emotionally literate. And what I realized as I look back is that I learned how to navigate density with greater ease. And that was useful at the time. However, communication that is word-centric is actually a disconnect from the presence of the essence of communion. Look at the word communication. There is a communion that's implicit. So if we step back and just have a chuckle at the internet, at our televisions, at our media,
at the Twitter,
and all of the bombardment with words, messages, and images that have nothing to do with communion, but have everything to do with manipulation or seeking to shift your thought organizations, that kind of thing, then it becomes ever more clear that what we yearn for is presence and communion, and that we seek to have our words support us as we connect with presence and commune.
I love that, Sri. I absolutely love that. You know, one of the things that's important to recognize is that every breath, Every thought, every moment that your cells are working is a communication. Your body is communicating with you constantly. Your mind is, of course, trying to communicate with you constantly. It's the one you're usually most aware of. But the key is that that is just one very actually minute aspect of the myriad of communication, I'm going to use the word devices, that are yours to harness. And this is why it's important to give yourself the recognition that, and Archangel Zadkiel said it this way. He said, as an overarching declaration, I am communication, community, communion. Because through the claiming of I am, the communication begins to get clear. The community of the divine essence of all that you are steps forward into the communion or the union of the one and the one.
Now, this may at first feel like it's a little complex or deep, and so be it.
Maybe.
but if we just pause for a moment and just pause with the I am.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed, your first communication is your soul, your presence with your consciousness here. To say I am invokes that communion, invokes that divine presence
the
to
oneness.
Be forward.
Yes.
So if we say I am love. Wow, what a shift happens.
And if we recognize that every method of communication matters, then it's also important to recognize what else are you putting after the I am? Because I am is a powerful, powerful signal. You are sending out a message. Remember, everything you do. So if you are sending out, I am sad, then you are owning sadness. If I am less than, I am X, Y, or Z. And there's nothing to be concerned about or ashamed about or worried about if you've done that. What's really beautiful is to recognize it for what it is. It was a communication. So you can just as quickly offer a communication of I am love, I am forgiveness, and recognize that you are doing the best you can through all of these energies. And it's time to stand up and recognize I am communication, community, communion.
As we take a breath and relax there for a moment, what if before you have a conversation, you pause and simply declare, I am. Breathe. I am divine presence. Breathe. And I wish to share, and whatever it is that you wish to share. When we first are in communication with our essential essence, we move into a space of loving presence that is beyond the ego, that's beyond the words.
Mm-hmm.
And from that place of presence, we can select words and convey them with an energy of sincerity and truth that will enrich the communion.
So think about that. Have you ever been in a situation where you didn't quite know what you wanted to say, or you kind of got those butterflies or nervous energy about, gosh, you know, I really need to say this, but I don't know how to say this, or I'm afraid to say this, or I don't know how it's going to be received, or you feel stifled in a message that you want to give, or you feel frustrated, or you're trying to manifest and you just don't understand why that communication with the divine perhaps feels like it's not manifesting the way it should? Well, that's why we're sharing this show with you, because as we recognize that it is through divine community, through divine communication, that true community is birthed. Now, you might say, well, wait a minute, what does community have to do with communication? Well, we're not talking about literal community where a bunch of people get together and maybe are living together. We're talking about the community of the divine union of the soul and the form, the community of your spirit with your mind of body, the community that supports, sustains, and inspires. And when we ignite the divine communication, we ignite this really precious gift, and it comes in through the heart. Now, however, you might be saying, well, okay, yeah, a lot of people talk about that. We are not talking about the heart of this world. We are talking about the high heart. We are talking about the fifth dimensional heart space. Because when you start paying attention to all the things that are communicating with you, how many of you are getting high-pitched tones in your ears? How many of you are having things happen? Everything is a communication. Did you walk outside and hear a bird? What was it saying to you? Are you paying attention to the vast, I mean, vast amount of communication? This is the gift before you right now. Or, I'm going to put a big OR here, guys. Are you paying attention to the communication of density, to the I'm going to use the word quote unquote fake news, although I really don't enjoy using that term, but are you paying attention to what other people want you to believe? Are you paying attention to the fear that's being thrown at you? Are you paying attention to that which is trying to take you off your path? That's also a form of communication. Which communication are you giving your communion to? So are you in communion with the communication that seeks to destroy, or are you in communion with the communication that seeks to uplift? And there is lots of things we can do to stay in that union.
Absolutely. But one thing I just want to encourage you to play with is to simply hold the thought or say out loud, I am. And take a deep breath. Think I am on the in breath. Think I am on the out breath.
Beautiful breathing I am, guys.
And as we do this, we are saying to the universe, my communication and communion with spirit is my fundamental orientation. This is my truth. I am on the in breath and I am on the out breath. Will open a gateway, a portal of understanding your eternal nature.
And this is because it establishes the continuous communication. It can't be interrupted. If you quote unquote program your breath to consciously be breathe in, I am, exhale, I am, breathe in, I am, exhale, I am, then you are constantly in the gateway. You are constantly being infused. And what you're going to find is that there'll be a natural almost repulsion and a recognition that when something is not true, when something is trying to take you away from your joy and take you away from your divine nature, anything that's trying to place you into fear is coming from a lower frequency. And so you have this gift of divine communication. And you know, Sri, we have the gift of divinely communicating with all these amazing people, with all of you, our beloved, beloved family every Sunday. And, you know, our lines have been full for quite a while. Why don't we say hello to some people?
Absolutely. We're going to head to line two and welcome Eva from California.
First time caller. Welcome to the show, Eva.
Hello. Can you hear me?
We can hear you beautifully.
Excellent. First of all, thank you so much for all you share. It's absolutely beautiful, and I'm so grateful. So I just wanted to say that, first of all, most importantly. And beyond that, I would love a mini soul reading. My journey has been beyond the beyond, and I'm not complaining, and I understand more and more the bigger picture, yet I'd love to hear what you might be receiving about that, whether there might be a shift soon and I get to move forward with my work.
Yeah, take a breath. You know what, Angel? I am so right with you. And first and foremost, I want you to feel my arms wrapped around you as maybe you wrap your arms around yourself right now, because what's so powerful is that you are a first-time caller, you were the first one we were able to take today, and you got through on this day of resurrection, and I love that because that's what your reading is all about. Now, as I'm connecting with you, as you were sharing, I want, if it's safe to do so, I want you to take it. I'm doing this with you. I want you to take your hands, place them over your eyes. Want, you know, I've got my my fingers are kind of over each eye. I want you to breathe up. Up, I am, and on the exhale, I am, pretend you're like wiping your eyes clear. And what they're showing me, and you want to do this a few times, like I'm doing this. I don't know, Sri, if you can describe to her what I'm doing.
It's as if she's wiping her right above her eyes. from the center to the outside.
And Eva, what they're saying is, it is time for you to see what has been right in front of you, and that the time of your divine presence is, they're using words like is nigh, that it is here, that it is now, and that you are being called to a higher order, and you already know what you must leave behind. And they're saying that the work, they're giggling, and they're saying the hard part is done, and it will get easier from here, and it is time for you, they just keep saying this over and over again, my love, it's time for you to see what's right in front of you, to let go of that which you know you need to let go of, and to move forward. You are, they're showing me you, and you're carrying this beautiful, like, crystal sword, I was going to say staff, but it looks more like a sword, and you're just walking forward, and it's just like, and I love that you're our first caller, because it's very much about I am, and the other thing is, if you're not already using the mantra of self-ascension, use it more. I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me, and move forward without doubt. You're within 3 months. You've got this massive three energy around you. You are within 3 months of a major shift in your life, and it's the one that will carry you through pretty much the rest of your life. And the good news is, once you make over onto the other side, this is it. You're there, and it's an incredible, powerful time for you. So I love that you got through, and I love the opportunity to connect with you and offer you a hug. And thank you, Eva. What a wonderful moment for you. I'm so grateful you got through today.
Tears. Thank you so much. I feel so blessed. Thank you.
You are blessed, and we love you, honey. Namaste.
And let's all take a breath indeed as we simply relax into the flow of the intimacy of heart-to-heart, spirit-to-spirit presence.
You know, and for all of you that are here today, this is a powerful, special day. This is a really magical moment, a very magical show. And so, you know, anyone who's getting through on the lines today, they're carrying your heart. We are carrying your heart. We feel you all. And so breathe, receive, and let's have true communication and community and communion.
Absolutely. We're going to head to line 5 and say hello to Magdalena from Portugal.
Namaste, beloved one.
Namaste, Shriya and Kira. Thank you so much for hearing you again and talking with you again. Thank you so much for the work you do. You make a huge difference in my life. Thank you so much. I would like, if possible, a mini soul reading. I am 1 foot on the ground, and 1 foot I would like to make a major change in my life, but still I am in some confusion. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my love. I always love connecting with you. You have so much beauty around you. You are like such a beautiful, beautiful person. It's just like I've tears in my eyes whenever I connect with you. And I want to share with you right now that I love how you talked about the one foot. And they're saying that, you know, that can be a dance. That when you have 1 foot in one area and 1 foot in another, for you, the key is to not be stagnant. They're saying, take those feet and dance. They're saying it's time for you. And the word they're giving is to spiral back to that which you have known before, only you will return there with a higher level of understanding and be able to ignite and open the gateway. And I'm seeing you twirling like a beautiful whirling dervish dancer. And I'm also seeing you filled. Wow, I'm getting dizzy even as I'm sharing that with you. And they're saying that as you do this, you will let go of that which feels unclear. And it's like you spin, you dance, and it's right in front of you. And you're like, oh, my God, there it is. I'm ready. I'm clear. It's there. And so for you right now, it's about movement. Don't be stagnant. And this dance energy, this spiraling, twirling dance energy about returning to that which you visited before, but with a higher sense of consciousness, will lead you through to the other side. And I know that this will happen for you. This sense of not being clear is not real. It's just not real. It's a false communication. And so spin, dance, love, smile, return, remember, and move forward. And I love you, honey, and I'm so glad you got through today. Many blessings.
Many blessings. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, my love. Namaste.
Well, many blessings indeed. You know, We are each and every one of us doing the best we know how.
Absolutely.
And through presence and through sacred mirrors, we get to polish our own lens a little bit and shine a little brighter.
Yeah.
One of the things that I wanted to do was to simply remind each and every one of us that when doubt comes forward, when fear comes forward, it is so simple to restore communion.
Oh, in every way.
And that communion is not granted by another. That communion is not required you go anywhere or have a ceremony or anything, though you can do those things. But it begins with simply breathing I am, and open the communion that has always been there.
Remember, you want to open to all of those other forms of divine communication. Now, guys, if you're looking for some extra support, remember, go to our radio show site, SriAndKiraRadio.com. Again, it's just SriAndKiraRadio.com. Click on the blog and send us a message. Send us what you're feeling. We are responding to everyone who writes us at the blog at the website. So SriAndKiraRadio.com. You want to go to the blog. There's a couple different topics there. We post new topics about every 10 days. But join us. Join the conversation, because the more that you communicate in the energy of the divine, the better. The other thing I want to share with you all is that if you have not connected with our April Revelations at YouTube, and even if you have, now is the time to connect again. You know, we've been getting lots and lots of emails from people that are like, oh my God, I went back and listened to your January and every single thing you said came forward, and you know, your February. And it's not about that. What it's about is recognizing that when the heart is ready, the divine energy supports you. And if you're listening to our show, if you're connecting with this incredible community that comes together to co-create these shows every Sunday, because Sri and I are just blessed to be here with you, then you're already there. This is what ignites the divine heart. And it's the ignition of the divine heart that gives you the gift of centering into this clear, abundant manifest communication. Remember that when we enter into that, when the I am community, there is only harmony, and there is this recognition of oneness, and that it is your oneness that is expressing through allness in divine reunion. So let's take a moment and break that down. What is allness? Allness is everything without limitation. We tend to try to put things into little categories, right? We tend to build little walls, or we tend to try to filter things. However, we live in this incredible free will zone. We're in the energy of the allness, which means all is expressing. And we have no control over what will or will not express, because each individual is the co-creator of their divine journey. And beloved ones, there are as many journeys as there are beings on the planet. And so when we can lift up through the allness and see the beauty of that, we enter into the divine oneness through that beautiful restoration of connection with our divine heart. We ignite our ability for divine communication, and that's when the ignition comes forward.
And that ability of that is inherent in each and every heart, to be in divine presence, to be able to declare and know, I am divine, I am love, I am divine presence. As you practice that and breathe and relax into it, you open up a portal of communion that is beyond the allness. It is Woo-hoo! The oneness that allows the allness to express.
I love that.
And should you then notice the mind all of a sudden says, I don't know if this is really happening, and skepticism comes forward, then what you get to witness is the gift of density,
mm-hmm.
because the mind is a skeptical angel. The mind of density is seeking to keep you safe in a limited way. And within that skepticism, there is a deeper signal
Yeah.
There is a signal that says, help me break free.
Help me break free of the planetary thought body. Now, we're not going to spend a lot of time talking about that today, but we have done shows on the collapse of the fourth dimension, the planetary thought body. And remember, the key is to enter into that portal of divine connection that lifts you through that so that you are no longer influenced by that. You are no longer swayed by that, and that your divine joy, your love, your presence becomes absolutely unshakable. And we have so much to share about how you can do that easily and effortlessly, how you can stay on the other side and let go of the fear, and how you can manifest through that. But in order to hear all that, you got to stay with us.
Well, we're going to take a little break to get a cup of tea. We'll be right back after these messages. Stick around.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Namaste, Kira Ra here, and I want to invite you to discover the Sedona Journal of Emergence. You might already know that they are the number one magazine of channeled and spiritually inspired guidance. As you experience the challenges involved in the global transformation of body, mind, and spirit, you might ask yourself, what guidance can I trust? The Sedona Journal of Emergence provides metaphysical guidance and answers from source through skilled and loving channels. Subscriptions include 10 issues and the very popular annual predictions double issue, and you can get it either digitally or in print. So just pick up the phone, give a call to 1-928-526-1345. Again, that's 1-928-526-1345, or visit SedonaJournal.com so you can subscribe. You know, Sri and I are in there every month, and we look forward to you connecting with the Sedona Journal of Emergence. Remember, it's 928-526-1345, or visit SedonaJournal.com.
Welcome back. We're delighted to be with you. And we're trusting that each and every one of you has a smile on your face. You're breathing deeply and recognizing that I am love.
Ooh, and I am communion. I am community. I am communication. I am divinely inspired and ready to flourish regardless of what the illusion is trying to make me pretend is real.
You know, the simple declaration of I am has been talked about through many, many other beings. And the key here that I would like to impart to each of you is that it becomes an unconscious lead-in. You know, I'm sick and tired of this and that, or I'm whatever. When you take a look, I'm whatever. You know, when you take a look at the lack of presence that is brought forward in these unconscious wordified mm-hmm. communications. What I invite you to do is, anytime you use the phrase "I am," to just notice how you feel. Don't get hung up on what's following the I am. Just notice, does it expand you or does it contract you? Mm. Does it build in love and confidence and trust, or is it somehow building in distancing, distraction, disconnection? Because the planetary thought body is seeking to stimulate the mind of density, seeking to stimulate skepticism and erode your self-trust.
Because that's how it can control you, right? You know, remember that the density has its own life. It has its own energy. It has its own form of communication. And the density is like a little child throwing a tantrum saying, hey, wait a minute, I'm losing a few too many of you here. Come back, right? And so are you going to give into the tantrum of density, or are you willing to love it and recognize it for what it is, a child having a tantrum? And when you can do that, you can actually assist it to flourish through your divine wisdom.
And once again, remembering that we grow, we learn through contrast, we learn by expanding. And when we smile at density and say, oh, thank you for teaching me, thank you for helping me remember the higher truth of who I am, then it's a big embrace as you say goodbye to it.
Absolutely. And isn't it time to say goodbye to that? And the reality is that when it's time to grow, you know, whenever any of us grows, there's always that bittersweet moment. There's the recognition that what is will be no more as we reach forward to that which is coming. And even if we don't enjoy what is, sometimes there's just the sense of grief of releasing it. And that's listening to yourself as well. Sometimes you need to feel what you need to feel so that you can release and move forward.
And releasing and moving forward is how we cultivate self-trust.
Yeah.
Because it does take a little practice to move fully into the soul-based life.
Especially communication, because moving into self-trust is a way that we ignite our own process of this divine communication.
And self-trust is ignited through our heart center.
Our divine heart.
And so that's where your freedom lies. So once again, we come right back and say, I am love. Mm. As we anchor and identify with our heart centers, we find the antidote to the allness of density.
I love that. And remember, guys, it is not us to judge the allness, and yet we do, because that's part of the allness experience is actually judgment. I mean, it's just so precious. You can't make this stuff up. So in allness, if everything has the right to express, even the stuff that I know is horrific, it doesn't mean you have to agree with it. It's just about recognizing that within the allness, all is going to appear. However, once you recognize that and you lift through it rather than allow it to cover you and get you all murky and sucked back down into the planetary thought body where the communications are controlled, once you free yourself of that, you literally effortlessly, we like to call it the joy elevator. You hop on this joy elevator, which is the joy of the divine connection with the soul, effortlessly lift through the planetary thought body, and you become really like a midwife for it. You become this wise, beautiful, ignited being that is still going to have the experience of density because we're still in form, but there's this kindness that starts with yourself, and it comes through the kindness of self-trust, because self-trust is a kindness.
Absolutely. Self-trust is indeed that authentic energy that knows that all is truly well.
That you came here equipped with everything you needed, or you wouldn't be here. Remember
Hello.
That. If you wouldn't have been born if you didn't have it all there already. And so sometimes it takes something as simple as just sitting down, bringing your hands to your heart, taking that nice cleansing breath, and declaring to yourself, I deserve because I was born. And I want you to really try that on, guys.
Take that in again.
I deserve because I was born. And you need to say that until you can own it and feel how true that is. Because if you're in form now, and most of you listening are in form, although I know there's a lot of you listening that are not in form right now, but those of you that are in form listening to us, I deserve because I was born. Can you say that and feel that? Can you really believe that? Because if you can't, that's your assignment this week. I deserve because I was born. And given that, You have everything you need. And through the expression of allness, you have learned how to communicate through density. Now you are awake. You are aware. You are lifting. You are ascending. And ascended communication is when the soul leads, when our self-ascended presence comes forward, and we enter into this divine community of the soul with the form, so that the communion of the two guides us effortlessly and totally ignites our clarity.
And speaking of igniting clarity, we have a lovely email we'd like to share with you from one of our listeners.
And remember, you can always write us at guest@shreeandkiraradio.com.
Now, this is from Demarius.
Hey, Demarius, we love this email.
And I'm not going to read it all because it is long. But what I do want to say is that she shared a dream with us. And in the dream space, she was connecting with us. And came
to visit us at our home.
Actually came to visit. And I just want to acknowledge that so much of what you shared is spot on. And
more than you may be aware of, Demarius.
You were having a truly guided experience that I hope it left you feeling expanded and happy. I see happy faces all throughout the email.
Some happy faces, some sad faces. But here's one of the things that we love is that you put in this thing about communication, and then you asked for some input about what we thought. And one of the parts of Demarius's dream, part of her dream, guys, was this tornado. And she was at our house with us, and Shree got her down into a safe room. And I'll just read exactly what Demarius said. And here's what Demarius said. Here it was. And so, you guys, the tornado, like it was nothing, and I was scared, but I didn't panic. And then I said, oh shit, I left my phone. And if all crumbles, how can I communicate with my fam? And out of nowhere, I saw it on the table in the safe house. And I asked, Kira, did you bring it? And you said with amazement, no, I didn't. And Shree added, well, the angels must have saved it for you. And you laughed, ha, ha, ha. And then we went back up and all was well and your house was intact. And then I saw the rainbow appear on the same spot where the tornado formed. And I planned to share that with you, but you were already looking at it and then slowly walked inside. And then I woke up and I was told to write this down. And I said, no, I'm just going to email you. Now, one of the things, guys, I want to share with you was there was more about Demarius's dream, but she opens up her email with, oh my goodness, so it's 5:42. Well, Demarius, that's an 11. and you know, 5:42 is the one and the one. And so think about the communication. Your divine self is saying you are safe to be. You are safe to communicate. And even if you see the storm, and even if the storm is right in front of you, all you need to do is dive into the communication and communion with your soul. Hold fast to your safety, and the rainbow will come forward through what may feel like the adversity.
And the whole imagery of a tornado, or think of it as a spinning vortex, a clearing energy that is then replaced by a beautiful rainbow.
In the same spot.
In the exact same spot.
I mean, that is just such a powerful message of stay true to yourself, stay in divine communion with yourself. And I love the cell phone, because what they were saying is, look, you cannot lose your ability to communicate no matter what. Just stay true to you.
Beautiful indeed. Thank you for writing. And each of us has an opportunity to get further meaning, further understanding of our own experience.
Absolutely.
Simply by breathing, relaxing, and kind of widening our focus.
And, you know, let's widen our focus, Shree, and say hi to some beautiful new callers. And we have so many people. I know the lines are full and you're all holding. And we're going to do our best to get through to all of you. Why don't we go right here, Shree?
Let's go to line two. We'll say hello to Suzanne from Canada.
First time caller. Welcome to the show, Suzanne.
Thank you. Thank Happy you. Easter to both of you. I listen to your program on a weekly basis, and I'm very, very thankful. You both helped me to activate my spiritual gift. I'm very thankful. I'm just wondering if you can give me a mini soul reading, please.
Oh, well, I am so glad you got through.
Yes, I'm excited.
Wow. your gifts are really that. It's funny because they're putting like this big capital G, and they're saying that this is about you really claiming your God self. And that's why they've got this big G coming in around your gifts. And they're saying that the God self of your divine nature is illuminating you now. And they're pointing to your feet. And I'm gazing at your feet and I'm seeing what looks like beautiful rays of light coming out of your feet. And they're lifting you like it's not, it's like you're walking, but you're not on the earth. It's like you have this beautiful cushion of light that you're walking with. And they're saying, continue to walk with your eyes straight ahead. There is no need to look down or behind because all is moving forward now. And they're saying that you are acclimating to a new way of being and that the vibrational state you are sustaining is going to rapidly expand through the summer. And they're showing me October. It's like at the time of harvest, you will be harvesting the next step of your journey. And to not look back, do not look back. Just keep your eyes straight ahead. Keep your eyes on the divine and just trust the steps you're taking because everything is in perfect flow for you. And so I'm so happy to connect with you, Suzanne. Many blessings.
Yes, that's beautiful. Thank you very much. I appreciate this very much. Namaste.
Namaste. Many blessings. Wow. Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you what, we have other folks standing by.
Quite a few.
Let's give them a hug.
All right.
We're heading to line one, and we'll say hello to Anthony from New York.
Namaste, Anthony. Happy Resurrection Day.
Hello, Sri and Kira. How wonderful to be with you on this resurrection energy. It's great to be speaking with you.
Thank you. You too.
Just looking for a mini soul reading. Got some choices in front of me. And just hoping for anything you have to share for me in the group.
Oh, you're so precious. I love you so much. You know, as you were chatting, what was really powerful was when you started talking about choices, at first I thought they were showing me the number three, but instead what they were showing me was coming up out of this crystalline ocean was this crystalline trident of Shiva. And the trident of Shiva is all about the release and of that which holds us back. It's great protection. It's the unity. It's the energy. And they're saying that as you dive into your decision, it is important, really important for you to put in front of you first that which unifies the body, mind, and spirit. And so you need to look at these choices, and the first thing you need to say is, and I would encourage you to use this I am that we've been talking about today, and you need to look and go, does this really unify my body, mind, and spirit? And then go to the next question, which is, and why is this in front of me right now? And they're saying that those two things, in combination with this beautiful crystalline trident of Shiva, which is so huge, I can barely see you anymore. It's like you're in the middle of it. It's like you've become it. They're saying that will clearly open the gateway. And what I'm seeing is it's like both of your hands are at your heart center and you're ripping open your chest. And I'm watching this crystalline heart come forward, and it's like a whole new you. It's like as the crystalline heart came forward, you kept taking off, and it's like you took off the body you're wearing right now, and this whole new you has emerged. And so this is a very powerful moment, and of course you got through today. So I am honored to be with you, Anthony. Thank you.
Well, I am honored to be speaking with you and just enjoying this wonderful unity. It's a very exciting time.
It is. It is. And you are a very exciting being and a blessing on the planet. Namaste, Angel.
Namaste, and thank you.
You're welcome. Woo!
Many blessings indeed. You know, each and every one of us is here. And I want to ask you a question. What holds your attention? What do you give your attention to?
You know, I love that Anthony was talking about choices because one of the things Zadkiel always says to us is, he says, beloved ones, and this is Archangel Zadkiel's words, it is a great gift to be offered the presence of energy that invites you to make your choice. Now think about that. To be offered the gift, and I love that he calls it the gift of presence of energy that's inviting you to make a choice means you have already arrived. And so what do we do with that gift? Do we sit there and go, oh my God, I'm confused, I don't know what to do, which means we're throwing that gift away? Or, as Sri mentions, do we look at it and go, okay, this is a gift. I need to look at what's holding my attention because it's time for me to claim my abundant flow.
Absolutely. It's time for me to move into the power and truth of I am. And it's through that divine communion with yourself that you can then bring that energy of presence into your community and be in communion always.
And you know, another thing Zadkiel says, and I love this, because remember, this communion is what? It's about letting go of that which is absolutely false and trusting ourselves. And here's what Zadkiel says. He says, remember, communion, we're talking about that divine communion where the soul and the body have danced and loved and come together and said, yes, divine communion is not a process that can be blessed by another or given to you if you feel you have earned it. Communion, true divine communion, is a gift that has always been with you, is through you, and as you. And through your divine communion with others, your community with others, and divine communication, that's when your true freedom comes forward with incredible momentum. It's about birthing that divine communion within and then not holding back. Because who are you to be small? Who are you to hide? You are a beautiful, amazing being.
And your freedom is truly bountifully available.
But it's how you express your freedom that is really your choice.
And so let's take a breath and let that come in. Let's take a breath and let that communion be felt and known.
So as you do, and as you claim the fact that expressing your freedom is the choice in front of you, the questions you need to ask yourself are simply, okay, if I'm ready to do this, where is my attention? And what is it that I'm wanting to express? Because that's your gift. Remember, all choices, whether perceived as dangerous or not, offer you bountiful perspectives with your world experience.
And it doesn't matter what your choices are or what choice you make. What matters is where's your heart center.
Who does it ever?
As you are the chooser.
Very much so. And you know, let's try to sneak a few more people in, and then we have a few more things to say to wrap up this incredible Resurrection Day.
All right, we're going to head to line 4, and we'll say hi to Jess from Seattle.
Hey, Jess, welcome. Happy Resurrection Day. Well, Jess, I heard you, and I heard you say, I got the message in meditation, call them. Your line, unfortunately, was having to be dropped, but our connection isn't. And so, Angel, I want you to just hear right now, you are in the middle of a crystalline transformation, and your line of communication is opening up to a very powerful, direct alignment with the crystalline beings of light. We love you, and I am excited to hear more about it. Try to call us back next week. Let's go to another line, Sri.
Absolutely. Let's go back to line 1 and say hello to Laura from Canada.
First-time caller. Welcome to the show, Laura.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
It's our absolute pleasure, and welcome to the show, and happy Resurrection Day. How can we serve you today?
Thank you. I would love to have a mini soul reading. Again, I felt guided to call you today. I find that I have been sitting in a lot of fear the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I see it. I see it. You know, Laura, it's interesting. As I'm connecting with you, if you can and it's safe to do so, I want you to bring both of your hands to your heart center. And if it's safe to close your eyes, I'd like to invite you to do that. Because the reason you got through today, and I'm going to ask all of you listening, if you're in fear, you might want to do this with us right now, or if you've had fear running through you, because Laura, you called to receive this attunement. And here's what's coming through. This is coming through from, they're calling themselves the unified field of the archangelic realm, the ascended masters, and the crystalline brethren of light. Beloved angel of one heart, your heart has been healing, your heart has been restoring. There is an energy around your heart that has tried to entrap you. And as we connect with you now, feel this veil. And it looks, the only way I can describe it is it looks like a very thin little layer of energy. Feel this become a crystal robe. And I want you to feel that energy move into your hands, move into your arms, and begin to form a beautiful cape of crystalline light. I want you to now relax your arms so that your fingers are pointing down at the floor. Relax your shoulders and feel this cape of divine protection and crystalline light. And they said, step forward now with the assurance and the truth of your divine nature. And if you feel this process again, come and listen again, attune again, feel it again, see it again. You are restored, you are renewed, and you are ready to move forward. And Laura, thank you for calling today and helping all of us receive that beautiful attunement. We love you, Angel. Namaste.
And I love you too. Namaste.
Many blessings. Many blessings. Wow. 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 What happens to the time?
Well, I don't know. I think it's always there. It's just the clock goes tick-tock, and it's time to take a breath with presence.
It is, and it's time to be the I am divine, beautiful, blessed, flowing being that you are.
And as we smile and breathe in, I am. Allow yourselves to continue that declaration. I am love. I am resurrection. I am light. I am divine presence.
And I want you guys, and so does Archangel Zadkiel, to remember that it doesn't matter what your choices are. What matters is your heart center with your choices. Connect to your divine heart. Trust your journey. Love all of your experiences. You are as I am, and free yourself from the slavery of false communication as you ignite the mastery of your divine light.
Beloved ones, we have a smile on our face as we are feeling our connection with you. And until we have the joy of being with you next week, may you know that all is truly well.
Namaste. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.